This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Hope Centre, where real stories meet real conversations about mental health, hope and growth. I'm Anna.
And I'm Omri. We're here to share, connect and remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive in.
Kia ora and welcome to the Hope Centre podcast, a project put together by Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust with the help of ORFM and Anytime Fitness in Dunedin. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. Kia ora, I'm Anna.
And I'm Omri.
Hey. Guys, I was reading the script and I realised that the script is not factually accurate, yeah. So we'll go over that.
It's fake news.
It is fake news. Old news, if you will, but shows how long we've been doing the podcast
for. Yeah. For our regular listeners, we're both senior peer supporters, but only one of us is a senior peer supporter now. Someone else is a team leader.
Yeah, that's right. But it's also been this way for a wee while, so I don't really know how we've glazed over this, but anyways, we'll make edits to that in the future.
Yeah.
Today we're joined with...
each other!
Yay, no one. It's not like we talk enough at work beside each other. Anyways, we just thought we needed an extra hour to do it today because it's been a busy one and we haven't had long enough to yarn.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Pranks. I think this was, and we talked about this briefly, but a good reflection, and I hope to our listeners as well. You know, we are both peer supporters. You know, I'm a senior peer supporter and are a team leader at Life Matters, and both have our own caseloads of guests as well as other responsibilities. And I think this was a good example of those responsibilities took precedence this week over the podcast, and we didn't really have... time to organise a guest.
Yep. I think it speaks to the pressures that we are under as a mental health service. We know a lot of services, both mental, physical, medical, are kind of under a lot of pressure at the moment, and we are feeling the impacts of that.
Yeah.
Which means that often when we're at work, we're doing our thing, we've got a lot less downtime these days to kind of prepare the podcast. We usually put a bit of planning into the episodes.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that we don't care about it.
Yeah.
It means we are simply super busy at the moment.
Yeah. And I think as well, a good topic of reframing, which I know we've talked about before, but you know, some of the things that were coming to our minds were us about being lazy, and us being bad at this.
Yeah, I use those words a couple of times.
Yeah, and I think, you know, nice to take that step back of going, well, I don't think it's that we're lazy, is exactly as you said, Anna. We're under a lot of stress and pressure, as I know a lot of you out there also are. And so that reframe of, you know, we're not lazy for not being able to complete everything that is on our plate. Maybe sometimes we have a bit more on our plate than we think.
Full banquet.
Yeah. The 8-course degustation meal.
Yeah. I think, you know, we come on here often and we have like a bit of a laugh and we have fun and we have some hard conversations, some really chill and easy conversations. I think that reflects what it's like. I mean, the reality of doing suicide prevention work is it's not always going to be glamorous and it's not always going to be easy. You know, we have some days where things are real chill, but some days it's not. And I think, I don't know, reflecting on, I think we're coming to a hard time of year, just pre-winter. The days are getting a wee bit shorter. It's a bit darker in the mornings and all of these things seem to have big impacts on people. And I think our caseload is reflecting that at the moment. But we know that this is important and it's important for a lot of people. So never fear, we're still here. We're just at, we're in energy conservation.
We are. And you know, in terms of not fearing as well, we do have some pretty cool guests in the pipeline and in the works. This is managing, again, it's not only our schedules that are stretched and pushed, others are as well. And so that's us trying to fit other people in too. And again, that message out to all of you to be kind to yourselves and to recognize that sometimes all the expectations can wait a day or two or a week or two.
This feels like a YouTube apology video.
Yeah.
We haven't been cancelled, we swear. We're just innocent little guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just thought for today we would just have a general chatter about some things that are kind of going on. Mm. I guess, you know, there is some different things, some exciting things coming up in the pipeline, both podcast-wise but also mahi-wise as well. And we've got another couple of things that, based on what we're feeling at the moment, and we know a lot of people are feeling at the moment, we think could be valuable to kind of talk about.
Yeah. I think something exciting that is happening, and I think we have touched on in previous podcasts, but we can probably expand a bit more now, is the peers in ED, the peers in the emergency department.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am not involved, mm-hmm. but Anna, you are.
I am. Begrudgingly sometimes.
Mm.
I think that might be contributing to the feelings at the moment, but also something that a lot of people could resonate with is that being put into an unfamiliar environment to do familiar things isn't easy, you know. I think feeling comfortable is really important, and something else that's really important is kind of, okay.
I just dropped
We're just
something.
Fiddling. It's okay. Something else that's important is sitting within your stretch zone, but not to a point where it's burning you out and you're feeling fatigued.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we can talk a little bit about peers in ED.
Yeah. So from my understanding, not being involved as peer supporters in the emergency department to support people who might be in distress related to them being in ED or not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what does that look like for people who are in there?
Cool. So initially, I think peers in ED, I can't actually remember where the first pilot. It's a regional. It's a regional out role. It's happening in a lot of hospitals regionally and nationally in the country, and was kind of implemented as a response to the increase in people presenting at ED with mental health or with mental distress. And it's essentially you have the opportunity at ED now, both whether you're presenting with mental distress or if you're presenting with like a physical issue and you're feeling stressed or anxious about the ED process, you don't really know what it looks like, how it goes. To have somebody who can sit with you, talk to you about the things that you're feeling. I guess if you are presenting for mental distress, it could come up with some safety planning and those first steps that you may expect to encounter with the emergency psychiatric services department or the equivalent nationally. I think it does depend by region, kind of the process.
What it's called as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also to help advocate for you at the hospital too. So you can talk to your peer supporter, you can kind of build a bit of a connection with them, build some trust, talk to them about what's going on, any questions and concerns. And if you've got anything that you would like to bring to the nurses who may be looking after you, anything that psychiatric services should know, anything that you want to do, don't want to do, your peer supporter can also pass those on so that your voices are heard in the notes, which is pretty cool to have some agency.
It sounds like it's very much of a, sometimes, again, hospital staff are jam-packed. And I think last time I was in ED supporting someone, not as a peers in ED, but to go to EPS, the wait time for a non-emergency was an hour and a half, which is honestly not too bad for Dunedin Hospital, but still a long time.
Pretty good, but still a long time.
Yeah, and so kind of because they're so pumped, someone that can take a bit of that extra time to find out more of that story to pass on and give those key messages to better utilise the short time that you've got.
Yeah, and the unfortunate reality of I'm sure these pressures are felt nationwide, worldwide. The wait times at the hospital are really long, and an hour and a half is actually a really short wait time compared to what they do get when they are jam-packed. And I think some people who come in presenting a mental distress may just need someone to talk to and help them plan the next steps, whether it's to reach out to a different support system. I know there is some, I don't think we can probably talk about it on the podcast explicitly, but some other cool initiatives kind of coming up in Dunedin and again nationwide.
Yes.
That will be a source of connection and further support for people. Mm. Generally, like Life Matters, other types of supports. Some people just want to know what's out there for them, and the only thing they know is emergency psychiatric services.
Yeah.
Some people may just want to do like a safety plan, a well-being plan, like kind of gain some courage, you know, and that can be done by a peer supporter. It doesn't necessarily have to be done by a clinician. Mm. And I say peer supporter, but we're actually called peer support specialists or peer specialists in the ED, which is very formal and fancy, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of validates the skill set that we've got. But yeah, that's something that's cool. Mm. If you are at the ED and you need some peer support,
look for the beautiful lavender shirt.
Yeah. It'll be a different coloured shirt anywhere. So if you're not listening in Dunedin, don't take this as gospel. Mm-hmm. But in Dunedin we wear these purple shirts. And they've got the Life Matters logo on them. They've got some yellow text on the back. Really good colour combination. Mm-hmm. And there's usually a peer supporter there on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or two peer supporters there, sorry. And that should be extending to the weekend as well.
Cool.
So.
And something I want to touch on as well as a bit of a PSA, a bit of a public service announcement, is, you know, going off what you said about it doesn't necessarily have to be a clinician that does a well-being plan or a safety plan. Safe talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the other thing at the top of my mind. That's, again, I feel like that's not my forte.
True.
So, do you want to give us a rundown on Safe Talk?
Yeah. So Safe Talk is a 4-hour program that was created by Living Works and I believe is now a worldwide run program and fairly highly respected, but all about being able to name the feelings or the signs of suicide, being able to ask someone if they're thinking about suicide and being able to connect them with other services that might be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
So very much kind of, you know, as laymen, as people on the street, we might be very unequipped or feel unequipped to manage someone who is thinking about suicide. But, you know, sometimes it is exactly as you're talking about of hearing someone's story, able to go, I hear you and I care, where else can we go for help? You know, recognizing that we don't expect people to have to carry that whole burden or carry that whole load. Burden's probably the wrong word. But carrying all that load ourselves, that we can help share that load and bring other people in. So I know there is one coming up in Timaru.
Yep.
Rogue choice.
But fantastic choice, nonetheless.
And I think, you know, a community that probably doesn't have a lot of that kind of support. I can't exactly remember the date.
But it is up and coming and you can look at our social media
Yes, you can. I have seen it. It's on Life Matters Facebook page and I believe on our Instagram page as well. So if you just search Life Matters NZ, that will come up on Facebook or Instagram. And be able to find the dates for that. And I believe there are others throughout the year based in Dunedin. So if you're interested in Safe Talk in Dunedin, looking at Life Matters Facebook page. But also if you're not in Dunedin looking at wanting to do Safe Talk, it is something that you could contact Living Works. I believe it's livingworks.co.nz and finding if there is a Safe Talk near you to become a bit more comfortable with supporting those who are thinking about suicide.
Absolutely. I think it's great. And all peer supporters, theoretically, in our organisation are trained in Safe Talk. So, you know, it's used by us. And even if you're not in Dunedin but are in the Otago region, you know, you never know. You might be able to shoot your shot with Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust and tee up some training.
Yeah, if you reach out, if you are, you know, a person and or a person from an organisation, and have the numbers, please let admin@lifematters.org.nz know, and we can hopefully see if we can set something up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this feels pretty top of mind based on a peer support session that I've already had today, talking about this, how confronting it can be to hear the word suicide when you are just a lay person who hasn't really dealt with those thoughts and feelings yourself, but also hasn't experienced that through supporting other people. And I guess the purpose of the workshop is to kind of destigmatize even having those conversations.
Yeah. And even getting a bit used to, you know, asking the question, how you think about the suicide, and hearing a yes, even in a safe, controlled environment. But yeah, just hearing the yes to that answer can be quite shocking to some.
I guess it's important conversation to have, because I guess there's multiple layers to that word and to that feeling, as us who have experienced what it's like to feel that way know that it's not always an immediate. I think that's where people's brains kind of jump to, which fair enough. We tend to jump to the worst case scenario of this is like an urgent, this is something they're going to do right now. So I think learning about the intricacies, it's kind of like a spectrum really, isn't it? You know, and how different people may use that word differently and what kind of sits behind it is different is really valuable. So that's another good thing that's kind of going on. I can't really think of anything else. I know that there is stuff up and coming that we probably can't talk about, but there is some exciting, like maybe some collection days maybe now soon coming up.
No, I had nothing else.
Omri pulled his microphone closer to him, and I thought he was going to also suggest something else.
Drop some truth, but I just felt like I was too far away from my mic.
Yeah. Oh, no, fair enough. I'm making an effort to lean in today because I've been told I don't sit close enough.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even podcast-wise, some exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah. So there are a couple of episodes I'm very excited to record and for everybody to hear as well. But I guess, kind of with the nattering that is happening and, you know, with Safe Talk, if you have already done that and are looking for something more, there is one called Assist Training, which is, again, a LivingWorks training. So it could be something to reach out to LivingWorks about and see if, you can do that extra step.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff going on, and I really value that as a lived experience workforce, a lot of the stuff that we do in order to, you know, upskill and train it's not exclusive to us. It's kind of open to everybody, which is really cool.
I think there's a lot of the early kaupapa of Life Matters was how do we make communities aware? It wasn't necessarily about a service or one-to-one peer support, but how do we make our communities more alert to suicide and how to support people with that. And so if that is something you're interested in, I highly recommend both Safe Talk and Assist.
Yeah, and we're not getting paid to say this either.
No.
We're saying this from the bottom of our hearts.
The middle as well.
The middle and the top, if you will. All sides.
All sides.
Yeah.
If you were to design, change the subject, if you were to design a heart, what shape would you design a heart to be?
Is it like a 3D heart?
Like a 3D functional heart.
Like the heart that people think of, but 3D and muscular.
So it's got all the ventricles and
It's heart shaped, like cartoon heart shaped. I'm making the shape with my hands, not that people can see it, but
if you know the Charlie XCX TikTok dance with the apple, that heart is the heart that Hannah is doing.
Oh, goodness.
It's been a TikTok dance that has been on my mind the last couple of days.
Yeah, no. Sometimes you just see things and it just reminds you of things and it just hits different.
It's different indeed. And I guess that's a good segue as well of things turning different and things staying on your mind, such as mindfulness. And I think this is something we've touched on the podcast before. But I think something nice to revisit in terms of talking about how busy we are and those feelings of laziness and not being good enough come back into our minds of how do we practice that mindfulness?
Yeah.
And again, something we've all recovered, but mindfulness and reframing to check in with ourselves and give ourselves a bit of a kinder rhetoric.
Probably also quite relevant because this episode will come out on a Thursday. And, you know, unfortunately for you and me, we've still got 2 days of work left.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Fake Wednesday. Fake Fridays, the best of them. But anyways, fake Mondays is the worst.
Yeah.
But people may be listening to this as it is or in the following days. They may be getting their weekends underway. So mindfulness might be quite relevant to them. But also a good reminder for us a couple of days out before our weekend that it's important to take time for ourselves. And I guess more broader self-care in general is really important. I guess what I'm curious what it means for you to be mindful. Drinking water.
Yeah. Just wetting the whistle. It's got a lot to say. But I think a lot of mindfulness for me is being aware. And being aware of myself and the impacts of things to myself. So being aware and taking time. Because I think, we do live in a fast-paced society. And I think if we look at fast-paced society in New Zealand compared to fast-paced society of other countries, we are slower paced than others. And I'm sure we're faster paced than others as well. But I think, even with a slow, fast-paced New Zealand, it's still quite quick. And so really giving myself time to slow down and check in with myself and my environment and the people around me. And trying to understand and make sense. What about yourself?
I echo that. I think, checking in with myself, checking in with the environment around me. I think for me, mindfulness can be something that I am explicitly trying to do, but also something that may just implicitly happen. I think it's probably something I've got to make more of an effort. You know, I think it can be pretty easy to override mindfulness and not treat it as a priority, and that, again, extends to broader self-care, I think. It's kind of me in relation to the things or the people around me and the activities that I, or the things that I may engage with to feel, I don't know, more within myself, more myself.
Because do you have an initial instinct when you hear someone say mindfulness or you hear the word mindfulness?
I think my initial instinct is what people, this is so strange because it's not what it means to me, but is what people stereotypically think of when they hear the word mindfulness. Because what do you think of when I say like mindfulness?
I think, I know. And I do think of stuff like, you know, breathing and.
Because what I'm thinking of, and it's actually kind of relevant that my legs are like this, but somebody sitting in like a cross-legged position with like their fingers up, doing a bit of meditation. And that's great if that's what works for people, but it's, I think, kind of created an image that that's all, that's what it is, breathing, thinking, you know.
And I think of mindfulness as something we've covered a little bit on the pod before of when you're told eat, drink, and sleep, how infuriating it is, because, like, I know. But, and it's infuriating when it's true. And it does work, but I think sometimes it can be really frustrating to hear that, especially when, we have these ideas of what especially mindfulness is. Because, I think with that, there is the classic meditation mindfulness. That's something I struggle with a lot with a very busy and active brain. I'm wondering, kind of what mindfulness actually looks like for you.
I mean, I do like the sitting and, trying to feel more within my body and within my brain. I agree. I think it's something that is quite hard to do. I don't think we'll speak to it too much because we'll spoil an upcoming episode.
Spoilers.
But we actually went and did something for the podcast, and it was really fun. It was really great.
This is cool.
It was really cool. I guess in my brain, my brain's loud. My brain's chatty. I find it hard to turn that off. But what I do notice if I'm doing those kind of practices, people will have guesses, of course. Like, I think it's pretty obvious what we're talking about. But if I'm doing that, my brain may quieten. And I got to remind myself that that can be enough.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't have to be dead silent up there, and that's not actually realistic for me, I don't think.
Yeah.
I guess for me, the most, and I'm actually really surprised I'm saying this because I remember doing a podcast episode last year and I was like, I really want to get back into the gym. Mm. And I do gym, yes, and I think that could count in some way, but actually running for me has become a big source of mindfulness, but I also think a source of both mental and physical challenge in a healthy way. Mm. But I do notice myself thinking about things, kind of using that time to kind of either be in my body or seems to be either or, either just be in my body and try not to think about things too much, but also a really good time for processing as well.
Mm. I think as well with seeing your Strava maps on Instagram, you are running a lot as well. Something that, you know, you're really giving yourself time. I think that's something I need to work on is pushing through the, oh my goodness, I'm sitting my brain and how busy it is, and pushing through that a little bit to get to the more comfortability. And I think the amount you're running, one, very impressive from a fitness standpoint, but two, giving your mind that time to push through that busyness and get into the more, not quiet, but quieter.
I think it's like a lot of things, you know, you may spend the first half, I especially noticed the other day, so I ran, not trying to flex or anything on the pod. I mean, 14Ks isn't really that. I mean, it's far, but to a lot of people that will just be like child's play, you know. But for me and for another lot of people, that's like, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
And that was from my house to the stadium, which is like on the other side of the harbour to me, and back towards my mum's house.
Yeah.
Really, this is complete sidetrack, but really lucky actually my mum was just hopping into her car when I had like 300 metres to go. I was like, Mum, wait, you got to take me up the hill, please.
Oh, yeah, especially uphill.
And she did. Thanks, Mum. But that first like 30 to 45 minutes, it can be quite loud and it can be quite, it's hard to be mindful in that space. But I think once you're kind of getting to the end, and as much as you're so over it, all you can think about is I need to get to the end and I can do this. And something I saw online was like 90% of running is the mental, is the mental side, not so much the physical side. And it's something I'm becoming aware of as I'm doing it. So I'm like, oh, I could give up. Like, I'm really tired. Like, maybe I'll stop a K or 2Ks early, which would be okay if that's what I wanted. But then there's that other part of me that's like, it's a mental game. You've got this. And then all I can think about is completing it. So my brain isn't thinking about everything else. You just got to push through the initial start sometimes, I think, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious as well of, you know, I think a lot is placed on the why we practice mindfulness. Mm. A lot on the what, but not a lot on the why. Mm. And I'm wondering, like, what do you get from running? What do you get from that perseverance and that push through?
I think it's confidence in a way, like confidence within myself that I can do something. It's not something, as much as every now and again I really do surprise myself and then I share it on my private Instagram story because I'm like, guys, look at me, like I'm doing it.
I know that I'm on there.
Yeah. I'm not doing it for other people's satisfaction. It's just like a physical and a mental challenge that I appreciate. I also think in terms of, and this could get into a wider conversation that maybe can be saved for another day, but the confidence physically that can make you feel, knowing that your body can do hard things, is great.
Yeah. I think as well, and this is probably something that, because I think I'm very much an observer on social media. I don't comment or post a lot. I think the one guaranteed post I have is I take a picture with Santa every year and I post all that. But in terms of your post, Anna, and this is something I think I do better on, is every time that you do post that, I do think, like, she's crushing it. She's awesome. And just think of how, like, genuinely how proud I am for you and of you. But I think it's probably, I should probably comment and then say more.
Yeah.
As like a, again, your reason for posting is yours, but my reason for looking and seeing it is a lot of pride in you.
No.
Like, you know, you're one of my besties. And like, if she's doing that and crushing it, that's pretty freaking cool.
Oh, no, that's cute. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, gosh. You know what, guys? Today has been a day. Not only that, but I've received flattery in other areas.
And I'll take mine back then. You've already got enough.
No, keep it, keep it. I need to hear it. Actually, I'll play this back when I'm trying to sleep in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
It's just nice to receive some external feedback sometimes, you know, so that means a lot to me. And I look forward to hearing how you practice mindfulness and why. But we may jump to a cheeky ad break first, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, let's pop on off.
Great.
At Anytime Fitness Dunedin, our mission is to raise the self-esteem of the world. A healthy lifestyle doesn't start and stop at the gym. It starts with a plan, which is why we offer solutions that incorporate fitness, nutrition, well-being, and recovery. With 3 local clubs to choose from, with 24/7 access, we're certain you'll find your fit. Contact us today to get started. Call 03-455-0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
It's Mr. Worldwide. It's Anytime Fitness. Anytime, anyplace, anywhere.
Yes.
You can tell I usually don't reintroduce the podcast, but I stole Omri's line. Yeah. That's okay.
But again, Anytime Fitness is the Mr. Worldwide of gyms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we've got into a bit of a DMC about being mindful and about being proud of each other. And time's kind of flying by, not going to lie.
Yeah, zooming.
Yeah, but I feel like I've spoken enough, Omri. I'm curious to hear about your mindfulness practices.
I think willpower is something I struggle with. Mm. And I don't know if it's willpower or determination or... Mm-hmm. But yeah, kind of having external validation is something, or external reinforcement or accountability is something that I know is very helpful for me. And so kind of, yeah, the more physical side of mindfulness I struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
But I love a mindful eating.
Oh.
Yeah, very much taking my time to eat.
Oh.
I'm a big... texture person. I'm very particular about texture, both food and outside of my mouth. Yeah, like velvet. Oh, can't do it. But yeah, with mindful eating, very much kind of looking at what am I eating, really, like what does it feel in the mouth? What are the tastes? And trying to identify what has gone into this, even if I have made it myself. And like, okay, can I taste this? Is this different from last
Labor
time I've
of
made
love.
This?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, kind of bringing that back in and not being the, I was going to say the iPad kid that I am, but I never had an iPad, instead of, you know, eating while watching something, kind of bringing it back and taking the time of, this is just me and this pineapple in front of me.
Damn.
And yeah, do the pieces of pineapple taste different? Why would that be? Mm-hmm. You know, is it the core? Is it a bit more fibrous than other pineapple that I've had? And I think that is very much, again, like I said before, taking that time to slow down and taking that time to connect with myself and either something that I have made myself or family or loved ones have made for me or even going out. Yeah. I do it less when I'm going out, if I'm being honest, because I'm talking with others.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of if I have made this or someone else has made this, taking that time to think about it and think about what has gone into this and...
Mm-hmm.
It can even be, could I do this myself in the future?
Ooh. No, I appreciate that. I don't think it's something that I've really thought of that much before because I am an iPad kid and I do always have something on in the background. So usually my attention is being diverted elsewhere. I don't know. Like how has this kind of become a thing that you've, you know, brought into your life?
I think first really engaging with it would have been around 2018.
You say 28. I was like, man.
And that's this year, isn't it?
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, dirty dog. I was so kind. And then you go, old man. But no, it would have been, 2018 is not too far away from 10 years ago. Yeah, and very much of just taking time of, you know, I do have a very busy brain, a very loud and active brain, and what are those moments I can find a bit more peace or distract my internal, especially in 2018, my internal negative rhetoric about myself. And so just kind of finding those
pockets of breaking that up. So I'd say, food, mindful eating, a big one, but also the classic, again, a very senses-based, what can I see, what can I feel, what can I taste, what can I touch, and that is done at the beach. So really taking that time to feel the sand. I don't like it when it's dry sand. I don't like the squeaky. I really don't like the squeak, so... I do.
Squeaky noise or squeaky texture?
Both.
Okay.
I think to quote Revenge of the Sith, sand is coarse and it's rough and it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
So that kind of sand, less of a fan of. But if I can have my ankles, at least up to my ankles in the water and feeling that sand go over within the waves, also, dig my feet in a little bit. And then you can taste the salt on the air, that wind on the beach in the ocean, I think is fantastic and does probably more than the food, really helps quieten my brain a lot more and
what
quicker.
What about that walk back up the beach after you've got wet feet?
It's grim. It can be really grim. Something I like to plan ahead for and don't often do is to have, so I have my water with me, but also have extra water in the car to wipe off my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not always the best at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, I am on top of the world.
Yeah.
And there is no happier moment. And I'm so proud. Like, it's something so small, but I'm genuinely so proud of myself for thinking.
I think that's cool because it's something that you want to do more often, but you don't. So when you do it.
When I do.
Oh. You're so much more proud of yourself because you've done it.
Yeah. And not only have I done it, but I've also, I get to wipe off and wash off all that sand so I don't get it in my car.
You're not finding it in the shower a few days later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, again, side story, fun fact, one of my old flatmates, Jaden, shout out Jaden, went to the beach one day and he was really proud of himself for going to the beach because, again, that's something that he knew I did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he went with some of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, that was a lot of fun. And I go in the shower the next morning and there is a good layer of sand in the bottom of the shower. Like, I love that you're there, man.
Yeah.
But wipe that sand away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you've touched on something that I didn't really think about was that mindfulness, it could just genuinely being proud of yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
Even if it's something as what could be seen as small to some people as having some water in your car so you can wash your feet after going to the beach.
Yeah.
If you're proud of yourself, you're proud of yourself.
Yeah. And I don't think we should diminish
us
being proud of ourselves no matter how big or small that feat is. Yeah.
Especially, and this, again, could lead into a DMC conversation that we don't necessarily have to go, but especially when you're struggling to find other things or big, obvious things to be proud of yourself for, sometimes those little moments are really special.
Mm. Mm. And I think that leads into something I was talking about in session the other day where, we're so goal-orientated and we can make goals or set goals and we're proud when we achieve those goals, but we don't look at all the little steps that it takes to get to that.
To the goal.
Yeah. And so I think it's, taking us, let's make a big goal, but then let's look at all those, what those little steps are to achieve that big goal. And once we've ticked every one of those off or ticked one of those off, like how cool is that? Because that small step is something that we weren't doing before. And so that small step is something to lead to another step. And I think, each step is something to be celebrated. And I imagine each step has been some sort of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that celebration doesn't have to be a big party, but could it just be a Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper, yeah. It's generally the treat, generally the well-done beverage at the Hope Centre, I think.
By I think, at least four of us now.
Which is crazy because
started niche.
There is haters as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
No names to be named. I can't think of any at the moment either, but no names to be named.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Because I'm wondering as well for you, Anna, if you don't practice mindfulness, kind of what the impacts for you are, if you don't find yourself that you're not running as much or not going to the gym, what are the impacts you have?
Yeah, I think my general rule of thumb is that I try every day at least to do something.
Mm.
And that's not like getting out of the house and like doing something big. And it may not even be running or walking or going to the gym every day. But like if I finish work, I usually come home, probably have a shower, and then try to do something like, and it could be reading. Like I do a lot of reading in my free time. But just, you know, and even if I'm going for a run, I'll usually go for a run maybe as soon as I get home and then have a shower and then do some reading.
Yeah.
I think if I notice that I'm not practicing it, I find myself kind of craving it in some way. I think it's a balance between like pushing myself to do it, but also reminding myself if I really don't feel like it or want to for some day, then that's also okay.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we work in an environment that can be so stressful. I think that it applies to everybody. I mean, yeah, I think suicide prevention work has its pros. It's super rewarding, but it can have its cons, and that's when people may be under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, slipping into that crisis-y space. And you've got to combat that stress in some way when you're kind of surrounded by it every day.
Yeah. I think, you know, to get a little bit vulnerable with everybody, it's been a bit of a rotter week for me. But I think recognizing in there, and this is something that's just come to me now, it's as much as it's been a rotter for me, it's been even more of a rotter for others.
Yeah.
You know, even others that, you know, like which has made my week hard, can recognize that it's been so much harder for them. And so even kind of that, you know, mindful thinking, maybe not mindfulness, but mindful thinking of other perspective and what the other world views.
Yeah.
To help me snap me out of that space to be able to go, okay, I can do this for myself. Yeah.
Do you think for you, because I don't know what every day after work has brought for you up to this point, but I know yesterday we had some fun.
Yeah.
We went and watched a show. We got a burger and it was fantastic.
It was really good.
What burger did you get?
The Smash Prince at Reburger.
Reburger, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got the Super Nash spicy chicken.
Yeah.
And I got the added free fried jalapenos as well.
Oh,
yeah.
I just love a jalapeno. Do you like pickles?
Oh, love.
What's better?
Wow. Okay. Side story.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I used to get home from school and I used to open up a jar of jalapenos as my snack after school. I always had to have a banana and a fruit of my choice, which was normally an apple.
Yep.
But then after that, I would go open the jalapenos and eat. After a couple of weeks, the doctors were going, dog, you've burnt your stomach lining.
Oh, no.
And so I had to lay back on that a bit.
Okay.
I only laid back for a while, well, a little bit, not a while, but also reduced the amount of jalapenos. I wasn't going through a whole jar a day.
Yeah.
So I think I would have to say pickles because of the repercussions. There are less repercussions for me.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Fair enough.
What about you?
That's a good question. I love a jalapeno. I do love pickles. But I don't think any pickle is better than like McDonald's from a McDonald's burger pickle. I think they're just so salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd have to go pickles.
Yeah.
I think they're more universal.
Yeah. And to challenge you on the McDonald's one, do you remember Cooper's, the fried chicken food truck?
Yes.
They were at Ark Brewery the other day.
Ooh.
And I went there with my mum, my partner, and one of my partner's friends. Who actually used to work on the ice in Antarctica.
Cool.
Which is cool. But yeah, we went to see a show out in Waitati for the Fringe Festival. Mm-hmm. But yeah, went to Ark Brewery for lunch beforehand, and Cooper's pickles were fantastic.
Yum.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Amazing. Well, good to know for the future. I can't really remember where I was going with that. Oh, yes, now I remember. Do you think that this week, you know, with the stress that you've been under, professionally, do you think that mindfulness has been helpful personally in terms of, like, we did something fun yesterday. I know that you've got, you know, go home and you have got your routines and stuff. Do you think things would have been different if you didn't have your mindfulness routines?
I think I haven't really thought about my mindfulness routines this week. I think it has been, and I have been in a space of I've just got to get through. And my partner have been incredibly helpful. Be able to talk things through and get feelings out. But I think my mindfulness hasn't really been there. And so I think this talk has actually been quite helpful of how can I employ my mindfulness more, and especially with the food, for example, of, I think, less of the mindfulness of the eating and more, I don't know about dissociating, but definitely zoning out and eating. So, yeah, having less intention behind it. But I think this conversation is probably good to go.
Snap back into it.
Snap back to reality.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there goes gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, on that note.
Yeah.
I
do know what I would really like to hear right now?
Yeah.
I'd really like to hear a word from our sponsors.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were going to say something else that I didn't have, but I can play you an ad from the sponsor if you really want.
Anytime Fitness Dunedin is here to raise the self-esteem of the world. Whether you're new to fitness or getting back into a routine, now's the time to put yourself first. With a supportive community, three local clubs, flexible membership options and access anytime, we're here to help you reach your goals. Get in touch with our friendly team today. Call 03455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Whether it's lifting weights, using the treadmill, or finding a community, Anytime Fitness could be the gym for you.
Oh, very cool.
Off the
These
top
come
of my
off
head.
The riff. Yeah. So,
I think about it during the week of going, I should come up with more segues back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the thinking ends.
Okay. Well, it works.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah, I guess today's been a nice general kind of unplanned chatter about the things that are going on, both professionally and personally, with the old mindfulness and wee plugs to some of the things that we've got going on. It's been probably just what we've needed, hey?
Yeah, I think after, again, a very busy week and a very high-intensity week, a nice, almost intentional, mindful
conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, we've got, so, I mean, we finish work in 10 minutes.
Oh, yuck.
What are you going to do tonight that's mindful?
So my partner has a pottery course tonight.
Oh, shout out Darcy.
Yeah, it's their first one. Yeah, so I am going to make some gnocchi, kind of like roast capsicum soup.
Oh.
And so I'm going to mindfully eat that. But while she is at, at the pottery course, I think I will take some time to do exactly what we said at the start of what we think of mindfulness is do some intentional breathing. Because as much as it frustrates me, that is the first thing I think of and I don't like that thought, it does help. So just taking some time to really think about my posture and breathe.
No hunchbacks here.
No hunchbacks here. Yep. Where the straight backs of life matters.
Straight backs. Shout out Cleo.
Shout out Cleo. She's got great posture.
Yeah.
What about you though, Anna?
It's a good question. Like, I think I'm inspired by the sunshine that's out there today. I wouldn't mind going for a run, but if it doesn't happen, that's okay. I'm going to try and make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling I'm looking out the window, but there's actually blinds pulled, so I'm not really looking at much. Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling quite tired today, so we might see what happens. But, I mean, bottom line, the bare minimum is that I need to wash my hair tonight.
Nice.
So I will have an everything shower.
Yeah.
Which will be great.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, usually we end with the final five, but, you know, we've done the final five before.
Yeah.
We also ask people the final five every week. One of the other really off the cuff last minute ideas we had for the podcast was to and we may still do this in the future, you never know, talk through all of the questions that have been left at the end of the podcast and answer them and kind of see whether answers have changed, because we're not forced to answer every time. I think we just kind of naturally do. So I'm thinking I might pick one or two of these questions that we could discuss.
100%.
Cool. Well, the first one is, what animal describes your mental health journey?
Yeah.
Can't remember who this was left by, but shout out to them, whoever it was.
I believe it was Grace.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
I think an animal, and I can't remember what I did say,
mm-hmm.
but I think an animal that describes my mental health journey would be, I'm talking through my thought process. I think it would be a mammal. Rodents scare me a little, so it wouldn't be a rodent. and thinking aquatic of a kind, but kind of land aquatic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking beaver. Because beavers have, I feel like beavers have very busy heads. You know, they opposite of me where they hear the rushing water and they go, we need to make this stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think very busy, and if not busy physically, busy brained.
Oh, they're so cute.
And that too.
Mm-hmm.
Just and like cute. Just like me.
Just like you.
Yeah. So I think I would pick a beaver.
Mm-hmm.
What about yourself?
Well, I also actually had the same thought process, kind of. I landed on some kind of penguin of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just like a, I wouldn't say like an emperor penguin or something. I'd say maybe like a little blue.
Yeah.
And I had the same reason, like can swim in water when the seas are a bit rough.
Community based.
Can also take shelter on land if need be. It's quite dynamic. I didn't really think about the busy brains part, but that sounds pretty relevant too in terms of beaver. But you know, yeah, I kind of had the same thought process.
Nice.
I also want to know, what is your mountain? And I know this was quite abstract. I can't remember who left it, but I remember it was Maddie from Voices of Hope that answered it.
It was our old peer supporter, Rachel, asked it. Yeah.
Nice. And I remember there being an abstract answer, physical mountain, but also mental, emotional mountain at the moment. So answer away, whatever one feels right.
I mean, physical mountain is Pukemakamaka, that is Saddle Hill. Because, you know, for those of you who don't know, I'm Mosgiel made.
It's one of the first things Henri ever said to me ever, and it was not at Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust.
No. we're Mosgiel made, so Pukemakamaka. I think physical mountain, metaphorical mountain would be very much, again, my own restrictions or limitations of myself, you know, the boxes I put myself in compared to what I'm actually capable of. And I think I do consistently undercut myself.
Yeah.
And so trying to be a bit more, I know this is something Amy has worked and is working very hard to stop me doing. Is to be more confident in my abilities and to, I don't think push myself, because I think, you know, people ask me to do something, I'll go, yeah, I do it, but I'm just never happy with how I've done it. And so I think to be a bit more proud and to be more confident in my outcomes. Yeah, what about you?
I relate to that. I think I've stolen both my answers, kind of.
Are you Pukemakamaka as well?
No.
You're not Mosgiel made?
Nah. Ugh. I would think more in the metaphorical mountain. I think I'm the same, like the questioning my skills, my abilities. I've got some nice external feedback today off the cuff randomly by two people I've supported. And, it takes a lot to actually believe that. I think it's that doubting that confidence and, taking on that external feedback and actually trying to switch my mindset around that, which is a lot easier said than done, of course. And I think also juggling all the hats, all of the tasks, feeling overrun and busy, but that is the reality of a free NGO mental health service, is that life is busy, but we do it because we love it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time. That kind of wraps up another podcast episode for this week.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the last episode. Because if you couldn't tell, it was up there with the highlights of our month.
Yeah.
Connecting with Mr. Ajax.
Yeah, I think, Ajax, aka Fact Beast, was a podcast I was so excited about and very much appreciate him being on. And,
we've seen his awesome smiley face today when we walked in. Makes us feel energized.
Yeah.
Big
hype. But if you don't mind, because this is a podcast a little bit different to normal Anna. I'm going to go, thank you, Anna, for having this conversation. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or messages you'd like to share for those who are struggling?
Kind of. I guess something I've been kind of thinking about recently is that I mean, it is kind of cliche, but we are, it's ingrained in our nature to do everything that we can within our limits to help somebody who is struggling. I think we've seen it a lot over the last couple of weeks when we've had pretty intense situations, and we have put all of our time and energy into that. And I'm all about balance, but I think, you know, if you're feeling like things are too complicated, things are too much, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
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 It's possible. It really is. Do you have anything quickly to add?
No, I think you smashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a final thank you to Anna.
Yeah, thanks, Omri, for joining me again. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we've got much choice in the matter.
No.
No, we love it.
We do. We do love it. Sometimes it just, as we said, isn't our priority. Thank you, ORFM, Life Matters, and Anytime Fitness for sponsoring this podcast.
Oh, shebang.
If you have any ideas for the podcast, as you can tell, we need them, or wish to be a guest, please reach out to admin@lifematters.org.nz. Ka kite anō.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening. The most important message we can leave you with today is that it's okay to ask for help and support. You can contact Life Matters on 027 240 0114 by phone or text, or send us a message on our Facebook page.
You can also contact us through our website. Just look up lifematters.org.nz. You can also drop in to see us at 63 Hanover Street. We are open every day except Mondays. From Wednesday to Sunday, we are open until 9 p.m. If you need support outside of these hours, free call or text 1737. If you would like to listen again or hear other episodes, go to or.org.nz or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.